Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
An Erios original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we play your voicemails and read your reviews. I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
And I know for sure that we do have some reviews.
Oh, no.
We have another one-star one. I honestly think that there's someone who's making different handles to leave the same one-star review.
It is a weird coincidence.
Because it's all about the episode where I said Richard Ramirez was hot, which is like an episode that's 3.5 years old.
Yeah.
So what are the chances that all these people are listening to such an old episode?
Yeah,
and fixating on one individual part.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. I feel like it's someone's trying to sabotage us.
So Karki7 and also the other username for the same similar review is 10013783. We're on to you.
Karki7.
And 10013783. Leave your real name, coward.
Yeah, coward. We do have a couple of 5-star reviews, though.
Okay, well, we can read those.
This is from EMCL
Hammer.
My favorite. Love this podcast. The hosts are hilarious. I love that they actually care about their listeners. Feels like a community, not just a show. I was hooked from my first episode earlier this year. Now going back to listen to it all. All the stars. Great job. Keep it up, gals. Thank you. This is from Merrily Haley. Love the one-star haters. Hello, Allie and Melissa. How are you doing today, Allie? You look great today.
Oh,
hello,
thank you.
Melissa, in English accent. I love the show. Been here since day one. Love the mailbag episodes. Don't care about all the losers and the haters that don't get the inclusively this pod provides. Can't talk for the community.
You can do it.
To be honest, I do love hearing the 1 or 2-star reviews because it's hilarious to hear those people got enough about the pod to take the time to write a review. I appreciate
I like
all
too,
the hard
actually.
Work. La la la, boy yo yo yoing from Dallas, Texas.
Ooh,
the big D.
Wow, Melissa.
That's right. The big D.
Turn that into a soundbite.
Well. Those are the new reviews.
Should we do some voicemails until we get more Richard Ramirez 1-star reviews?
Okay, here is all of our voicemails. I have to scroll up from Maria obsessively talking about the Royals.
Oh my God, she's so funny. The other day I had a migraine, so I wasn't really like looking at my phone. And then I like looked at my phone and it was like, you have 72 text messages.
It was
like all about the royal family.
yesterday going like, are you a Harry girl or a William girl?
I'm like, no, I literally texted. I was like, can you summarize what this is all about? So I don't have to read 72 text messages.
The royals.
Yeah.
But she hasn't even watched The Crown. She's got to watch The Crown.
Yeah. Is it like verbatim, like about the royal family, or is it kind of like a...
I mean, it's debatable. It's mostly true, I think.
Wow.
There are some of the things that... I mean, of course, the royal family has come out and been like, it's not true, but like, that's
of course.
Because it's some bad things about them.
Well, I'm Team Meghan, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that we're like Meghan girls.
She's a nice lady.
And you could tell she's like a girl's girl.
Yeah.
She would be on the Pistol Shrimps.
She would be. You know what? She would be.
She would be.
She would be. Fuck the haters.
She'd be funny in a group text chat. You can tell.
She would be. She would be.
Yeah.
We know Meghan.
Yeah, we know Meghan's.
Okay. First message.
Hello, this message is for the web crawlers. This is Carson City, Brittany Bitch.
Brittany Bitch.
Say hi, Giacomo.
Giacomo.
Yeah.
Giacomo.
He's eating some feed right now. Yeah. We got some millet. We need some millet seeds.
Millet.
So I thought I'd call with an update. I established that Carson City, Brittany Bitch was kind of long. To say, so from now on, I'm just going to refer to myself as CCBB, or should it be okay. CBB? I don't know. Let me know.
CCBB.
Anywho, update.
Whatever works.
We got moved into our apartment,
okay.
And that was about Saturday. And I don't think I told you guys about her vicious dog.
Vicious dog?
Dog?
Has two dogs. One is vicious and the other one is the sweetest little baby pit bull.
I bet it's like a chihuahua that's vicious.
But, yeah, so we got her moved in and on Tuesday, her dog attacked someone, an older lady.
Oh, no.
They're up really bad. They could get her arm.
That's not good.
Her stomach. She had to get a ton of stitches. She's okay now, but she like... lost a lot of blood, and this is the second reported attack that this dog has done.
Fuck.
So
is it, the
it was
pit
a mandatory surrender.
Euthanasia?
So she had to find her over to the county, and he got put down.
No!
And we told her multiple times, like, she had months to figure something out, like, to see if the dog could be rehabilitated.
Yeah,
and if not,
did you ever take it to training?
They like, had him put down.
That's
in a
sad.
Much less stressful way, being taken away like he was. And
this is a bummer.
It's just really sad. Really sad
for
him.
Pitbulls are misunderstood dogs.
Yeah, so that happened. And then my mom and my brother have been kicked out of their apartment now because of that.
Oh,
and they're breaking
like,
all sorts of other rules. They moved into a non-smoking community, and they are both heavy smokers. Like, my brother smokes 2 packs of Marlboro Reds a day. My mom smokes, I don't know, some organic cigarette. But, yeah, so they are walking around the complex, smoking cigarettes, and leaving their cigarette butts everywhere, and then I guess they had a bunch of noise complaints. During the 3 days of living there.
Like, what are they doing?
I don't know. So now they're moved into a motel.
Oh.
And it has like a little kitchenette, and now they're planning on moving to Kansas.
Okay, there's a part two.
I'm wondering if there are like addiction problems here, or like substance abuse problems.
Yeah. Okay, there's a part two.
Hey guys, this message is for the web crawlers. This is CCBB or double C double B. I don't know. Let me know. I'm a douchebag for giving myself the nickname, but we've made it this far, so I guess we'll continue on. My brother and my mom have moved into their motel and then planning on moving to Kansas. And my mom said it's going to buy her a horse.
A horse?
Yeah. So, I don't know. All of this could have been avoided. This has been insane. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm getting ready for a crossfair that I'm going to have tomorrow. It's at Cat Cafe in Reno. Super cute little place, super cute kitties. So that's going to be tomorrow, and I'm super excited because it's going to be indoors and the air conditioning. All my shows have been outside.
Oh, it's so hot. The past few months, and it's been hot as fuck.
So I'm looking forward to being indoors with the AC and showing us some kitties. Yeah, but I just wanted to call and give you guys the update, and I'll be good. All right, bye.
I mean, pretty bleak update.
Yeah, now I'm feeling a little bumped.
That's so sad when you have to put dogs down. Because, yeah, like,
I mean, there's so much.
It's not like a dog is a terrible, like a bad dog. It's just you have to train it, and like there's always ways to like fix a dog, you know?
Yeah.
They're just scared, or they're like, they felt threatened. Like, it's never, it's not the dog's fault. Like, there's always something.
Yeah. Or if it, you know, it bites, like, have it wear a muzzle.
You got to wear a muzzle. You got to wear, and it sucks when it's a pit bull, because, like, they already get, like, a bad rap.
Bad rap. But, like, yeah.
I know so many pit bulls that are so.
They're, like,
nice.
The sweetest thing. Like, I see, when I walk my dog, there's so many pit bulls that are, like, so sweet. Nice. And then, like, my, like, Asher will, like, freak out and,
yeah,
like,
Asher's
go nuts.
Vicious.
And I'm, like, I'm so sorry for my Chihuahua. Like, Chihuahuas are assholes. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I just feel so bad.
That's a bummer. Well, you know, hopefully.
Don't adopt a dog unless you can put care and time and effort into it. And it's a lot of care and time and money and effort.
A lot of money. You just all of a sudden your pet's
lot of money.
Yeah. Sick one day. You're like, what's wrong? You take them to the vet. And they're like, well, nothing's wrong, but it's $500.
Yeah, but it's $1,000. Yeah.
It's the worst. Totally fine.
Yeah.
Okay, next message.
Hey, this message is for the web crawlers. This is Emily from San Francisco.
Hello.
Just listening to the mailbag from July 14th, as you asked if anybody had been, like, a waiter and had seen a proposal happen or a proposal gone wrong whatever. I can do kind of one better. I was a server in a restaurant called Bertucci's, which is, like, basically just, like, just a shitty Italian chain restaurant, like Olive Garden, but it's shit from the East Coast.
Bertucci's.
And, like literally, like, this is the place, like, you take your grandparents when they come to town because they have no culture and, like, can't eat anything with these things. So, I have not one, but two weddings happen in this restaurant. So, the first one, we had this, like, event room that could fit, like, 20 people, and it was right by the front door, and we didn't even know it was a wedding when they, like, booked the reservation. The bride just, like, walked down the aisle.
Didn't know it was a wedding?
You know, passed our host fam and, like, went into the event room and got married.
They
and
didn't
big
tell you?
And everything. And it was just, like, so weird.
That's insane.
And then the other one was even weirder because it was in Pennsylvania and they were Quakers. And apparently Quaker law has this, like, self-marriage thing where you can marry yourself. Don't really understand it, but basically
what?
They were just like,
I'm interested.
The couple was just like sitting at a table, like a regular ass table with like two people from their family, and they were like, I came over to check on their food, and they were like, hold on a second, we're getting married. And I was like, what?
Huh?
And they were literally just like signing the paper and they were getting married. It was
you have to have a spouse but you can marry yourself.
Also,
oh, I thought you'd marry yourself.
Me too.
Okay. That is not what I sound like in real life. I don't know why I sound like I'm 5 years old. I'm an adult, I swear.
Sure.
Anyway, love you guys. Bye.
Wow, that's crazy. You're booking a restaurant, a reservation, and then you come in with a wedding dress.
Yeah, like, what? I think that did happen once, though, where I was in Joshua Tree. My girlfriend invited me to come with her as, like, a plus one, because she was single and she, like, wanted to take someone to the wedding. It was a really small wedding. It was literally, like, her friend, her friend's husband, me, and, like,
weird.
Yeah, it was weird. Because I didn't know anyone.
Oh, weird.
And, like, they had me, like, take pictures. Like, it was really weird. But anyway, so after she was, like, the bride, whose name I don't even know, was in her wedding dress. And then afterwards, we went to, like, Pappy and Harriet's or whatever, that place in Joshua Tree. And she, like, went in her wedding dress. That's the closest I can think of to, like.
It's so strange.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I would give a restaurant a heads up.
Yeah, you gotta tell them, like, that we're having a wedding.
Yeah, it feels like protocol. I don't know.
I wonder if they would have, like, charged them more for, like, having
maybe that's
a
what they're afraid of, or, yeah, like, say no or something. Quakers marrying themselves.
Oh, that's crazy. You just sign a piece of paper.
Self-uniting marriage license.
Oh.
It's a legal document that allows a couple to be married in the absence of a third-party officiant.
Oh.
Costs $100.
They can just get paperwork and sign it themselves and be like...
Yeah. I mean, that feels like it's something you should do, but, like, why do you need an officiant? Because in case you're being forced to get married or something?
Yeah, because we had to go to the courthouse and have someone, like, witness signing the paperwork.
Yeah, well, that's like,
what you have to do.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe it's like some, like, why do you need...
Because you can marry each other when you're like 16. Is that why? That's crazy. Yeah. You can just be like, let's get married. And you sign paperwork. You're like, we're married.
I'm glad I can't do that.
No, that would be... That'd be
I feel like I would have accidentally been married a few times now.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. I'd have like 10 ex-husbands.
Yeah, like, talking about our 20s in the episode, like, oh, God, a night out.
Whew. Would have got married. Oh, wait, there's
not even know the guy's name.
Or it's the same person.
Well, it finally happened on the day of our board, August 23rd, 2022. Emily from San Francisco has officially caught up on web crawlers. I have no new episodes left, except for the Patreon only one, which I'm looking forward to. But I'm not okay. I did find this spiritual guru on YouTube, Jill Swan. I don't know if you've ever heard of her. I think she's going to help me get through my post-web crawlers depression.
We've heard of Jill Swan.
I really don't know what to do with my life now, guys. It's been since April, just 4 months of straight web crawlers.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know how to go on. Okay, that's it. Love you. Bye.
4 months and has listened to every episode?
I couldn't do it.
Aren't you sick of us?
Yeah, let me tell you.
Don't you hate us?
I couldn't do it.
Wow. Well, congrats, and I'm sorry you're caught up. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, mazel tov.
Oh, God. Is this a four-part voicemail? Oh.
Oh, boy.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. I've been wanting to call you guys for the longest time, but I've been so nervous. But I'm a first-time caller. So I sent an email. Well, I thought I sent you guys an email, but I guess I'm just a dumbass. And I went back and checked, and it was to the complete wrong email. But anyways, I listened to your guys' lead mask and near-death experience episodes, and in both of those, you guys mentioned DMT, and I know you guys have previously said, oh gosh, I'm rambling, but that if you've done it or have had an experience with it, you guys would like to hear it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I guess I'll just read you the email that I thought sent to you guys in the first place. But it didn't.
God, I wonder who she sent it to for real.
Oh, no.
Her boss. Okay. Here's my experience with DMT.
Hi, my name is Jasmine. I'm 22 years old. And I thought I'd share my experience with you. So at the time, I was experiencing postpartum anxiety after the birth of my son. My son was out there. But anyways, they were doing DMT, and I was like, you guys, this doesn't make any sense. So I decided to do it. So after hearing most people say it takes them on this wonderful, like, spiritual experience and, like, helps people with anxiety and all these things, mine's not like that.
No.
So as soon as I did it, which you can smoke it like a dab, I immediately, like, felt myself leave my body.
Oh, God.
But it was very different. Like, I was in the same room, but it was different, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
And I was in, like, a dome, and everything was blue. And sound was, like, so different and super intense. and so was my vision. And because it was so intense and I didn't fucking know what it was going to be like, because in high school I did like acid and shrooms, so I was like, oh yeah, sure. I can definitely handle this. I was wrong. But I started hyperventilating because it was so like intense, and it felt like a constant punch in the face.
Oh my God.
That I've never felt before. And that I keep chugging water because it seemed to be like the only thing that was helping me like calm down. But when doing so, I could see every, like, all the energy behind every motion that I like ever made. Like when I would put the bottle to my mouth, and I mean, that doesn't seem so bad, but this is where it gets kind of weird and crazy.
Okay, there's another part. Oh, oh boy, God, I'm scared.
Yeah.
This message is for the web crawlers. This is Jasmine, again, I guess, calling for a part two. Trying to do a one-parter, but, you know, I guess my...
Never happens that way.
Anyways, so it's like when everything started taking a turn, and at the time, I was with my child's father, and I was sitting on the couch in my cousin's room, and I like looked over at my baby daddy, and when I looked at him, like, it no longer, like, it didn't look like him. Oh, it was like a completely different person that I didn't know.
Oh, that's really scary. Was he hot?
I'm trying not to sound like a crackhead because I know this is kind of hard to make sense. But like inside, like, it's like I knew him, like I was familiar with him, even though it didn't look like him. Like, I knew him previously, like, or in another life, I guess, if that makes sense.
Maybe she went to another timeline.
When I looked to my right, this is where it really freaked me out. There were two people sitting next to me, but I couldn't see their faces or what they looked like. So, like, I guess the best way to describe it is they just look like shadows, like shadow people,
oh,
if that makes
God.
Sense. That's, like, the best way I can describe it.
I'm not liking this.
But,
no.
For some reason, though, like, I felt like I knew them, but they, like, weren't able to, like, show me who they were, like, reveal their true selves, if that makes sense. But sure. They both, like, looked at me simultaneously, and then we all, like, turned our heads, looked at each other, and then, like, looked back at the TV, which really freaked me out because I didn't know, like, you can see beings or people or whatever the hell they were. But, I mean, there was only one point through the whole time I was tripping that I even laughed, and I would put my hands across my lap, and that was, like, the only moment I, like, felt okay. But it would, like, come in waves. Oh my gosh,
awful.
I keep saying,
yeah.
But, so, you'd, like, be in one place, and then you'd just feel, like, a wave of, like, intenseness, and then, like, you'd go somewhere else. And then at a certain point, I was super, like, terrified. And I started to accept that, like, this is my life forever.
Oh, this is my life
death.
Now?
I don't know. It just felt, like, crazy. But I did feel, like, a realization that, like, my body is not mine. And I'm not my body. Like, I was nothing more than just consciousness or a soul. And once I panicked and thought that I'd probably never, like, go back to normal and, like, my regular state, is when I saw my body.
Yeah.
There's another part. This is terrifying.
This makes me
far.
So glad I don't do drugs. Oh, my God.
I guess we're going for a third quarter. Woo! But anyways, so when I thought I was going to be, like, stuck forever in that state, I started to accept that my life was going to be like this. And I, like, saw my body again. I know that sounds crazy, but I, like, shot down back in my body. And, like, for a moment, like, I couldn't talk or, like, move my limbs. And my whole body was just, like, vibrating. And then, like, when I came back, I felt like nothing was real. And it was all, like, different, and my reality was, like, a complete, like, lie. And after it, though, like, I had no problem, like, talking after a little bit. And basically,
though I guess I kept talking throughout the whole trip, and I was, like, telling my cousin, like, I love you guys, I love you guys. I kept saying it over and over and over again. And I literally had to grab him because I was like, are you real? Like, nothing felt real.
Oh, my God.
But I know a lot of people, like I said in the beginning, like, they experience this great spiritual and, like, wonderful experience, and a lot of people it helps with anxiety and all that stuff. I don't know if it's because I was going through postpartum, but I didn't really know what postpartum was at that time,
right.
And I was super anxious all the time, and honestly, doing DMT has made me more of an anxious person. Like,
oh no,
I don't know, maybe if I just overthink things because it was so intense, but shortly after, like, it just started freaking me out. I couldn't even talk about it. I couldn't do research on it because I would start to just feel weird.
Flashbacks.
And now I also, I used to be a former pothead before I became a mom. But now, like, if I ever try to smoke weed, I freak out and I feel like I'm tripping again.
Oh, how
but
weird.
Honestly, throughout the whole experience, like, things I've experienced from doing that, I don't know if I sound a little crazy, but it firmly, like, it made me believe that there has to be, like, some sort of afterlife. I mean, that's
is it like hell, though?
Don't come for me. Everybody has different beliefs. But definitely, I just feel like there's something. Like, why did I see all that crazy stuff? But also, I could just be overthinking it, like I said. But I definitely would never do it again.
Yeah, don't.
I don't regret it at the same time, if that makes sense. But basically, yeah, that's my...
And there's one last...
Little did she know.
Little did she know.
Okay, I promise this is the last one I'm going to leave you, ladies, but I think it's to give a proper closing. But anyways, yeah, that was my experience. It was pretty creepy for me. But yeah, I mean, I love your guys' podcast. I literally found you guys on a limb, and I haven't been able to stop listening to you guys. And I'm finally all the way caught up. But
congrats.
Keep up the good work. I am missing hearing Maria on here. But love you, Allie. Love you, Alyssa. Or Alyssa.
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 Oh, my God. Okay, but anyway. Love you guys. La, la, la.
Man.
That's wow, that does...
I would never do DMT, because isn't it quick, too? Doesn't it only last, like, 10 to 20 minutes, I think?
I don't know. DMT last time.
Like, I've done mushrooms, and, like, some of the stuff she was describing is, like, stuff I felt while on mushrooms.
Yeah.
But nothing ever bad, though. I never felt bad.
Yeah, it says DMT lasts about 30 minutes, or if you smoke it, it can last 4 hours.
Oh.
But acid, like, lasts forever, doesn't it?
Oh, acid's, like, 12 hours?
That would be my nightmare.
Mushrooms can be, like, 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours, four-ish. Depends on how much you take.
Yeah, I never did that stuff because I was just, like, way too scared of just, like, having, like, psychosis.
Yeah, that is scary. I mean, yeah. I don't know how long ago she did it, but, like, maybe she'll, like, the longer she distances herself from it, like, she'll go back to
normal. I wonder how
long
it stays, like, in your...
Because when I did mushrooms, like, I would feel it the next day.
Yeah.
Or for, like, a couple weeks after... I would feel, like, a little bit of the mushroomy stuff, but it was never bad. It was always good. It was like, like, I feel crazy.
Well, or, like, I mean, that's stuff. What they use it for. That's what they use stuff like mushrooms and ketamine for, like...
Yeah, microdosing.
For that's therapies, because they, you know, yeah. Like...
That's why I can for sure see mushrooms working for microdosing, because if you just take a little bit... It's fun. Like, you just
feel
like... Yeah,
it changes your neurology.
It's just fun.
Oh, yeah, so it says...
That's scary.
It says it is recommended that people with schizophrenia or similar mental health conditions avoid DMT and other hallucinogens because it can trigger a psychotic episode. So that's why I never wanted to try. I mean, I don't have schizophrenia, but I know that I'm not 100% there mentally.
Yeah. So like, you're on the edge.
Yeah, I'm on the edge. So I was always like, you know what? If I was acid or something, like I could be one of those people who would just like run into, who was that guy? What was it? Coney 2020 or something?
Oh, the Coney guy, Jason something.
Yeah. Didn't he just like get naked and like run into traffic or something?
Yeah. He, I don't know if it was from drugs or if it was from stress, but he just like went crazy, was naked like in the morning in like Orange County or something, just like running and like mumbling to himself and like.
Yeah, that would be me, man.
Because it was because that Coney video was like the number one video on the internet. I think it was just all this pressure of like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Whew. Okay.
Haven't heard from him since.
Haven't heard from him since. Haven't heard from him since.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, next. Wait, is this another four-part?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy. Okay, here we go.
This message is for the web crawlers. Long-time listener. If you're here, first-time caller. I got all kinds of people behind me talking.
What's
right
happening?
Now.
What is going on?
This is a synchronicity, I swear. Okay, so my husband told me about Denver Airport opening up new gates 2 weeks ago. And I just listened to your podcast about the Denver having like this whole thing underground.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, remember when you told me about that? And he's like, I never told you about that. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. So my son and my husband do not believe me that we spoke about this. This is freaking insane. This is what it is. I'm Hispanic, so I can't really pronounce this word. So what is it?
Drinking tequila.
No, I'm not drinking tequila. But this is synchronicity. Is that how you say that word? Yes, I don't know. I'm Hispanic. I don't know. So, yes. He told me about this 2 fucking weeks ago. And then all of a sudden on Thursday.
They're having a party.
August. What is it? August 25th. I hear your podcast about the Denver. Oh my God. Oh my God. If you play this, I will be so happy. I work at a funeral home in Nashville. I listen to you guys all the time. I hope this doesn't cut off. Oh my God. Am I going to be one of those people that does like the 2 and 3 freaking voicemails? I don't know. I don't know. But I'm freaking out right now. I'm crying. My kids and my husband don't believe me. They can't talk to me about it 2 weeks ago. And I hear your podcast about it. And I'm freaking out.
Wow.
Wow. What is happening over there? I mean, there's a couple more messages from the same number.
That's a fun family.
Okay, look. This message is for the web crawlers. I'm not drunk. I'm just going to say that.
I don't know.
And my husband just cannot believe that this is happening right now. I listen to you guys all the time. And on Thursday, August the 25th, I was listening to a podcast about the Denver, Colorado airport. And my husband talked to me about it 2 weeks ago about that. Okay. And now he just doesn't remember. So I don't understand what is going on right now. I just don't understand.
Okay, and there's another message. So August 20th, she listened to our episode, right?
Hey, this call is for the web crawlers. This is my third call. I'm not drunk. My husband and my son think I'm being crazy, but I just want to apologize for my previous voicemails. I listen to you guys every day at work when I work at a funeral home.
A funeral home?
I need this woman.
With Jimmy Fallon? Things got a little crazy.
No.
What's Jimmy Fallon?
I did not hit him. Look.
What?
You're talking about the Denver airport?
Yes, you guys had a podcast about the Denver.
I surely did not.
Yes, you did. Oh, my God, please.
Your conversations with the web callers are more important than your conversations with your husband.
It's not, but I just wanted to make sure that you guys got this message.
Desi has no time for you right now.
Desi?
That's Desi.
No, it's Allie and Melissa.
Oh, Desi. That was Hollywood crime scene.
Desi has all the cats.
We have to send that to Desi and Rachel.
I'm on my watch right now. She took my phone.
She struck me in the face.
Okay, there's one more message. What is happening?
Hey, this is a message for the web callers. I called last night. I've slept a little bit. I'm not drunk anymore.
Anymore.
You're probably like, what the hell is going on with this chick? But I was very serious, and my husband and my son just could not believe what I was telling them. I love your guys' show. Long-time listener, first-time caller, but this is my fourth call. Anyways, I really love your guys' show. It helps me get through the day. I work at a funeral home, and it's like the best thing ever to have you guys in the background just listening.
That's crazy.
And these stories, your voicemail, just everything. I love it. Keep it up. Love you guys. Bye.
I want to know what she does at the funeral home.
I really want to as well. I also love, I love her husband being like, are you talking to Desi?
Are you talking to Desi? That's a, you have a, sounds like a fun family. You have fun time.
It really does. What a great Hollywood crime scene web crawlers crossover and that family. That's our
back
brand.
In the morning. I'm not drunk anymore. But then she swore she wasn't drunk the night before.
When she was, yeah, I mean, that's how it goes. Ain't that how it goes?
Okay, couple messages left.
Hello, web crawlers. I am the worst storyteller ever, apparently, because I called to talk about how my mom met someone online and they were sending her money and then they would say, take some of it and then deposit deposit the rest of it somewhere else. Well, according to everything that I've learned from TV shows and other people, that is money laundering because he was sending her like big amounts of money, let's say $10,000 from different accounts, would ask my mom or would tell my mom, you can take like $200 of that and then deposit the rest on in this bank account or send it here or deposit it here.
Yeah,
so she was receiving large amounts of money from different places and depositing it in different places. So that's money laundering. Or
yes,
at least
it is.
That's what I understand. I don't know. But obviously, that man was using my mom because he was sending like $15,000 and would be like, you can take 200, which is basically nothing.
That's it?
And he never...
Yeah, I would be like,
face, and they never talked on phone or video chat or anything. So, yeah, that is what the story was meant to say. And I did see the hedgehog, like, in the wild. So, yeah, I mean, first time ever. I've never seen one, even not in the wild. But, yeah, that's my story. And, yeah, she's crazy. Oh, someone's at the door. Bye.
Yeah, that person was for sure using your mom to, like...
Yeah, launder money.
Yeah, that's for sure illegal. Also, if you're giving someone $15,000 and you're only giving them $200, nah, you gotta up your fee.
Yeah, I would be like, give me $1,000. Yeah, at the very least.
The very least.
I don't get out of bed for less than $1,000.
Yeah, I don't get out of bed for less than $1,000. I don't launder money for less than
$1,000. So remember that.
Next message.
This is for the web caller. It is Matt.
Kind
of remembered me as the pizza person who's, well, like, I personally was buying pizza while it was raining and it became a whole thing. Anyway,
we remember.
I just wanted to let y'all know that I became a Patreon subscriber today.
Wow.
And my main reason is because I was so behind on episodes that I would listen to y'all's voices, like, every single day. And now I have nothing to listen to. Like, I've caught up.
Oh,
so
no.
I was like, screw it. I was going to become a Patreon subscriber anyway, but I just kept forgetting. And today was the day because I just really missed hearing y'all's wonderful voices. Who knew? It brought so much comfort to hear everybody rag on Allie sometimes. She's my favorite. Anyway, have a wonderful week. And that's all I got for you. Okay, bye.
Allie, no.
What? People rag on me? Never.
No.
What?
Okay, we have one voicemail left from, might be a two-parter.
Callers, hello. This is Joran calling from
Joran!
Texas.
Joran!
And I just wanted to say, I love that you guys have done, you know, what, 7,000 episodes?
Yes.
But you've never... figured out how to synchronize things. Let's get into it. The beginning of an episode. It's a beautiful thing. I love it. Okay. Have a wonderful day. And I guess that's all. Bye.
Well, it's because we're doing it over Zoom. So, like, there's a slight delay.
Yes. Other people do, like, when they're recording, they're like, 1, 2, 3, clap.
Yeah.
And we don't...
No, we don't do that.
We don't do that shit.
We edit it together.
Yeah, we get ready to roll.
Now it's just funny. It's just funny. All right, last voicemail of the day.
Message here is for the web crawlers. This is Joran again.
Hello.
I just got to the end of an episode. You were talking about the guy in the military who went missing, and you asked for... Why, you asked if anybody knew why you can't just say, give your 2 weeks notice or whatever. I was in the Army.
Whoa.
And
thank you for your service, Joran.
You can sign up for 3 years to, I forget if it's 7 years, but you're signing a contract and you can't break out of that contract.
Wow.
And then when you're like a year out from however long you originally signed up for, then you get a chance to sign, you know, add more years. And the reason people would add more years is they get enticed by money. You get a signing bonus, and it'll give you more money if you sign up for more than just, you know, 2 years or something. So that's how that works. And that just made me think, not really related, but when I was in basic training for the Army, just like a day or two after I got there, the police showed up and they took some guy away who had arrived, you know, the same day that I did. Took him away. And apparently, I guess it's fairly common that people think that they can sort of disappear from society by joining the military, which is fucking dumb because you can be put into the system and they're taking your fingerprints and they're
like criminals,
you know, doing all of that stuff. So anyway, I don't know, who knows what this guy did, but he was some sort of criminal and decided.
That's interesting.
But they got his ass. So that's how that goes. Okay, continue to have a great day. And talk later. Okay, love you. Bye.
Wow, so it's a 3-year contract initially, but then they give you more money if you extend it. That makes sense.
Wow, that's crazy. 3 years. Imagine, like,
you can't just do 1 year. You have to do 3.
That's really crazy.
Yeah, my dad was in the Navy. I think he did 3 years.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they can't really do just 1 year, or else they constantly have to be, like, drafting people or something.
Right, yeah, because 1 year's not that long. Yeah, geez. Army's crazy. That's all they get you.
Not for me. Army, not for me.
Not for me. I'm not doing that basic training bullshit where you have to wake up at 5 a.m. and run 10 miles and you're puking.
Yeah, that's a no for me.
You have to go, yes, sir.
Yeah, sir, yes, sir. Yes, chef.
Yes, sir.
Yes, chef.
Yes, chef. Fuck this. I'm out of here.
Yeah, no, that is not my cup of tea.
Not for me.
Anyways, guys, thank you for your voicemails. Please continue to call. We will miss Melissa so much when she is pooping out a baby. And
pooping it out. Comes out of your butt.
Pooping out her baby. But she will come back to us soon. And in the meantime, I will be there for you. And we will all be there for each other. I am Allie. Oh, Melissa, any last words?
Last words. It's been real and it's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun.
Oh, I like that. That's good. All right. Well, I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks.
Bye. There comes Dolly.
Original.
Powered by ACAST.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.